got to make sure that we do our part to get the right performance for this weekend. Obviously, pretty disappointed, you know, last week in Fiji. The game we let drift away from us. This week is different. We've had a good review, but the reality is we need to actually put some decent performances in order to get the right result. There's no more tomorrow for us really this year.
What's interesting is that both yourselves and Tonga the week before when playing Fiji built up a decent lead and then let it slip. So what does that tell you?
For us, it was pretty simple. Our first few possessions in the second half were terrible. We either got penalised or we actually gave away easy points. Fiji were back in the game within 15 minutes of that second half, turnover after turnover. So rather than go to cool heads, we really lacked a little bit of composure. And so we've addressed that as a team. And the main thing is to come up with solutions moving into this weekend.
What about the lineup then? Have you made changes?
Personnel-wise, we've got Francis Johnson back and Paul Perez. They will add a little bit to the backbone of our team. That's critical this week. I changed that fullback with Malifala Niko there. He was a good player and playing the Tongans. We're just looking at an opportunity around that area for us.
And this particular match, over and above the rugby itself, it has a bit of an orange flavour, I gather. You're backing the Unite campaign, which is essentially advocating for the end of violence against women. Manu Samoa are behind it. Tonga are on board too, I understand.
Yes, it's a great campaign and we had no hesitation to be part of it. As far as Manu Samoa are concerned, we're a vehicle and a platform to actually promote these types of campaigns, you know, violence against women and children. It's a real problem and it's a reality check for some of the Pacific Island nations, and for us, we're pretty keen to actually get on board and help promote that particular campaign. And it's great to see that Tonga are on board, and I think it's very important for the Pacific, and this is a great opportunity for rugby to show its support for a very good cause.
And beyond this weekend, is this a relationship that will be established for the long term between Manu Samoa and Unite?
Yeah, well, I hope so. The powers to be, both sides, our union and the campaign. We'll discuss how long that will be going for. But certainly from a coaching point of view, and as a head coach of Manu Samoa, I think it's a great course for us.